Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies.
Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Just driving home from singing. I drive about an hour and 15 minutes through the mountains or the hinterland, Byron Tweed hinterland, to get to my singing teacher's place with no phone service, and it's green and lush and amazing. And I've just finished. And I'm just about to drive home. I just wanted to make it clear too, when I do a driving thing, I am always starting the recording prior to driving. I do not get my phone and play with it. If when I finish, I let it record until I pull over. Just to make that clear, because I am not down with driving and mobiling. Okay? Okay, so now that that's out of the way, singing today. I am loving this process of self-discovery and of pushing my limitations through singing. Because what I'm all about, or what I want to be all about, is helping people to find their voice and to show up and speak up as them. Be seen and be heard, not in a I'm making noise as a marketing machine kind of way of being seen and heard, but truly in a meaningful, soulful way of being seen and heard, like from self first. Just realizing the innate power we have as individuals, right? So today's singing lesson was really interesting and pushed me outside my comfort zone. We went into blues, and blues is a lot about improvisation, and I've been thinking about improvisation a bit lately because I've always felt the heavy weight of needing to get everything right, of needing to be really profound, of needing to be of value, of needing to there to be some kind of outcome, of needing acknowledgement. And what today taught me was the art in letting all that stuff go and just being present, which was the purpose of me starting to do singing lessons, because I wanted to show up on stage and be fully present, and I was, and it was amazing. And so I can see that by doing that, it's like I can have that feeling more often. I can express myself more clearly. I can be more loving towards myself. And in doing that, I can actually really move people. So today was me singing a song that I don't know who originally wrote it, but it's called Summertime. And we listened to two versions, one by Ella Fitzgerald and the other by Billie Holiday, and just very different versions of the same song. And then I had to do improvisation. And one exercise that we did was Lisa got me to tell a story just through the keys on the keyboard. And it was a story about me being at the beach and lying in the sun and soaking it up and feeling amazing, and then being just totally in the moment and then a storm rolls in and I don't realize, and then I realize, and then I panic, and then I run home. And I had done a few exercises in improvising, which were really uncomfortable, and I found the thing that was stopping me was my head. I was just so in my head. I was like thinking about what I had, how to get this thing right. How do I do this right? How do I do it to impress her? How do I do it to be acknowledged, you know, as exceptional or something significant? And instead, we did an exercise where she just played a blues bar and I had to use two notes. And I, first of all, was fucking around trying to get the notes right, fucking up the notes, singing the wrong notes, pressing the wrong keys, and then I just gave into it. And I spoke about this in the episode that I did quite a while back about public speaking, where I just threw my hands in the air and gave up, and in that actually moved people. And it was like that. I just started to play. I started to hear what she was playing. I could be present in with me. It was just me, the keyboard. She wasn't even there, you know? Like I didn't sense her presence. I didn't sense her judgment of me. I just was playing. And at the end I cried because it felt like such relief to just play. Just play. I'm going to say that one more time. Just play. I cried because it was such a relief to just enjoy it for what it was. And it was good. So then fast forward to the next exercise where I had to tell the story just by playing the keys on the keyboard without thinking. And I just got so into it. And I was pressing the keys and I was thinking, okay, so it would be like a high sound because I'd be peaceful. But it wasn't in a judging way. Like I wasn't, now you should do this and where do you go next? It was just like allowing it. Okay, so I'm here. It's peaceful. It's calm. I can hear the waves. So I made like what kind of represented to me waves moving in and out. And then me still just in my own world, tingle, 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 tingle. And then just going slowly down the keyboard to the storm. And then me kind of realizing and the panic setting in and then the running and the... And I just loved it. And at the end, she said, let's listen to that back. She had recorded it on the keyboard. She said, I want you to give yourself from where you are right now, I want you to give yourself a score of that. How did that feel? How do you think that turns out? Do you think that is going to be something that is really good to listen to? Or do you think it's going to be shit? And I said, oh, you know, I enjoyed it. I felt like I was in the moment. Listening back, oh, I guess probably a 6. And then we listened back to it. Oh my God. It moved me. And it moved her. She had said, and not that I was doing it for the acknowledgement for once, she had said that's the best improvisation that I've heard somebody do for their first time on that. Because I really connected to the emotions of what I'd be feeling and then just told the story. I think sometimes we can be... What I realized... Okay, so after listening to that, I realized that it was a 10. There was nothing, like, it didn't even sound like I had created it. It sounded like it was coming from something else, like somebody who knew what they were doing, not me, who hasn't sat behind a keyboard for fucking 25 years and could really only play one song ever, even though I desperately wanted to be able to play it. And I started crying from the realization that I'm an artist. I'm an artist. So there's two things that I want to acknowledge right now. One is, and I'm sure you will know this because you may have experienced it. I hope you have experienced it. I certainly have, and it came up in our lesson. When I was in that, I thought it was a 6. Because while I was present, there was still I still didn't know what it sounded like. I just created it. But when I listened back, I heard it was a 10. And so often we do this, right? So often we're in an interview. So as a podcaster, you know, I go on a lot of interviews and I have been interviewed a lot and I interview a lot of people. And often they'll say to me, oh God, and me too. Like when I first, now I don't worry so much, but when I first started being interviewed, I used to always stress about how I was sounding, and I would hear this voice in my head going, shut up, you're blabbering on, pipe down, stop talking, nobody understands what you're saying, you're rambling. I don't really have that voice in me these days. It just kind of comes because I've practiced it enough. And that happened in the singing today too. There was a line in Summertime that I just couldn't get. I just kept on going up when I should have been going down. And it was through practicing it again and again and again that I managed to get down. And that is what happens in these podcast episodes, or when we're showing up in a certain way, or we're showing up, right, in any way. It's about practice. It's about honing our craft. It's about practicing art. And I had realized that I am an artist. I'm just not a traditional artist in the paintbrush sense. My life is my art. I am my art. I am constantly creating myself. I'm recreating myself. So when we go on other people's podcasts, or we're doing a Facebook Live, or we're creating something, we can so easily think it's a 6. And then we go back and listen to it and realize it actually might not have been a 10, but it's more than what we thought it was. It might be that you thought it sucked shit and you thought it was like 1 or 0.5 out of 10. And then you've gone back to listen to it and realized, oh, it actually wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't the world's greatest thing, but it wasn't that bad. It was like, if you go back and listen to Ep 150, where I played the two versions of me singing Let It Be. The first one, it wasn't bad. It wasn't my greatest work, but it wasn't bad. Some people would think it's actually good. So there's a difference, a gap of like 4 points between what you think you're creating in the moment and what you're actually creating on reflection. And the reflection part is important. For me, I often will go back. I always go back and listen to myself. I always go back and listen to what I've created. Not from a judgment place, from a, hey, this is actually good. And it's through that constant reinforcement that has come from myself. It hasn't come externally. But I've craved it externally, but it's always come from within me. I did a good job. I feel good about that. You know, the danger is when we allow our worth to be dictated by what other people think of us, how we're perceived by other people. So, the artist thing, coming back to the artist thing, it has been just the biggest freest thing. Like, it just felt like I just realized that I am an artist. And that it's just given me permission to be free of needing the approval, because I'm not creating for sometimes any other purpose than to create, because it feels really good to me and because it's something that I cannot not do. While I say that it's about validation and about acknowledgement, when I get really honest with myself, it's about so much more than that. It's about art. My words are my art. This podcast is art. It's art. I have 160 odd pieces of art that I have created. And that was just like a sense of coming home to what I always have been, but what I never gave myself permission to do or to be. So that is today's ep. Is there a takeaway today? I guess maybe put your hat on. I think we're all creative and we're all artists, but it's just that we have this definition of what art is. For me, my definition was definitely formed in my early childhood when I was a performer. You know? I was always creating some kind of dance or performance, selling tickets to our parents at barbecues, and, you know, I was a performer. But it didn't feel legitimate to me. It didn't feel like performance has always felt, well, in my later years, I guess, in the last however many years, I think it's kind of started maybe long before high school. Definitely is when my performance, love for performance, was really kicked out of me because it wasn't cool. And because there was so much more judgment that I felt around it, I was no longer creating for the sake of the art. And I had a brother who is, you know, I have a brother, Grant Nimmo. He's like a prolific artist. He is, in the traditional sense, he is artistic. He is a painter, and that's what he does. I've never been visually an artist. I've been more performance-based art, which for some reason didn't feel as legitimate to me. And like I was saying before, eventually it turned into me feeling like it was artificial. I couldn't be authentic if I was pretending to be somebody else. But it was never about pretending to be somebody else. It was about full expression of who I am. That is my art. So what is your art? What do you create, or do you want to create, that you aren't or you haven't because of some stories that are going on in your head? And how could you explore that? How could you play? How could you come back to play for play's sake? Play without attachment to an outcome. Because if there's one thing that I've learned, it's that that's where the magic happens. That's where you impact other people. life is about service to yourself first. Service, be in service of your art. Be in service of your play, your enjoyment, your love. So where can you play? Where can you remove the attachment of any outcome and just play? Do more of that. Okay. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between ep thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlinimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.